A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is the Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning. It's Friday, July the 16th. Birthday to comedy icon Will Ferrell, 80s icon Phoebe Cates, Jackass's Chris Pontius, and director Scott Derrickson. It's the day Hocus Pocus and Free Willy came out back in 1993, George of the Jungle was released in 1997, and Will Smith's I, Robot opened an astonishing 17 years ago today in 2004. But back here in 2021, today's all about this. It's long been known that Colin Farrell's set to appear as classic rogue the Penguin in the upcoming feature The Batman, but don't expect him to be showing up for very long. Farrell's spoken about his part in the hotly anticipated DC Comics film, which has been directed by Dawn of the Planet of the Apes' Matt Reeves, and made clear that his screen time will be limited. Whilst appearing on the Happy Sad Confused podcast, the Irish-born Thesp, who'll appear in startling prosthesis for the role, stated, "I'm only in it for 5 or 6 scenes, so I can't wait to see the film because it won't be ruined by my presence." Continuing, Farrell joked, "Really, it's a freebie for me. I'll get a little bit uncomfortable for the 9 minutes I have, and then the rest of it I can enjoy. I can't wait to see how Matt Reeves brought this world to life." The star will appear alongside a bevy of big names, taking on some of the most iconic roles in the DC canon, including Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman, Paul Dano as the Riddler, Jeffrey Wright as Commissioner Gordon, Andy Serkis as Alfred the Butler, and Robert Pattinson as the Caped Crusader himself. Alas, it turns out even the Batman can't overcome the COVID-19 pandemic, as the film's seen numerous delays. However, fans of Gotham's Dark Knight can look forward to the picture finally swooping into theatres on the 4th of March next year.
Well, look at them, will you? The dynamic duo. Their faces completely covered with penguin egg.
Evil Dead Rise, the forthcoming horror feature from Warner Brothers Studios, has added another soul to swallow in the form of Clickbait's Mia Chalice. Set to be produced by original trilogy progenitor Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell, the film will follow a pair of sisters who find their long-awaited reunion cut short by the discovery of the Necronomicon Ex Mortis, an evil book which heralds the arrival of the demonic Deadites. Chalice is on board to portray Jessica, an 18-year-old girl obsessed with fashion, Instagram, and being the center of attention, so don't expect her to last very long a horror movie, but she'll appear opposite Lily Sullivan and Alyssa Sutherland as the aforementioned lead sisters. The film had previously been announced as a sequel to the original continuity of Evil Dead films and their subsequent TV show Ash vs. Evil Dead. However, there now appears to be some confusion. Just 2 days ago, series star Campbell, who won't be appearing in the new movie, cast doubt on the film being a forequel by telling Entertainment Weekly, "People can actually call it what they want. Sequel, remake, reimagining, it really is just another Evil Dead movie." This has been further complicated by reports coming out of Deadline, which insist that the film will be a sequel to 2013's soft reboot of the series, which was confusingly just titled Evil Dead. Just where the flick will sit in continuity remains to be seen, but shooting's been confirmed as being halfway complete by director Lee Cronin. Meanwhile, Campbell seems content to leave the continuity fussing to the fans, who'll discover the truth for themselves when Evil Dead Rise lands on HBO Max sometime next year.
"Lady, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave the store."
"Who the hell are you?"
"Name's Ash."
housewares.
And finally, whilst racial diversity amongst LGBTQ portrayals in Hollywood are on the rise, for the fourth year in a row, no major production saw any transgender or non-binary characters. GLAAD, the media advocacy group which monitors and champions the representation of LGBTQ characters and actors in entertainment, has now released its yearly studios report. And whilst progress is positive, there are still unfortunate blind spots. The annual study rigorously assesses the portrayals in films released by the eight major studios, and of the 44 major releases last year, 10 had at least one LGBTQ character. That's 23% up from 18% the previous year. However, the quality of these portrayals is still a sore point, with just half of the 20 characters shown having 10 or more minutes of screen time, and with just 6 of those 20s having less than a minute total. Racial diversity in non-heteronormative characters has hugely increased meanwhile, largely down to a pandemic-reduced sample size. But it was still found that 40% of LGBTQ characters were persons of colour, increasing from just 6% last year. Unfortunately, transgender and non-binary characters were still nowhere to be seen in major productions, a trend now 4 years strong. In a statement, Megan Townsend, GLAAD's Director of Entertainment Research and Analysis, made clear, as the industry looks forward towards a changing future, it is clear that LGBTQ characters need to be a part of stories across all platforms. Sincerely engaging LGBTQ characters can only benefit the studios' bottom lines.
I'm not gay, but if I was, I would want equal rights. I'm not gay, but if I were, I would marry who I like. It's not fair, I'm not gay, that the government has to say in who can love who not gay, or to which god you can pray on a gay.
Friday means a new crop of movies to be found in UK cinemas, with this week's including horror sequels The Forever Purge and Escape Room Tournament of Champions, nostalgia sequels Space Jam and New Legacy, The Witches of the Orient, the Harlem Culture Festival doc Summer of Soul or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised, gangster thriller The Birthday Cake, Nowhere Special, the French drama Two of Us, Deerskin, and DreamWorks' animated Caveman sequel, The Croods 2, A New Age. New to stream on Netflix from today are the Nigerian romance 2 Weeks in Lagos, R-rated tween comedy Good Boys, creature feature Crawl, and the trilogy-closing teen horror romp Fear Street 1666. Over on Amazon Prime, meanwhile, you can find Tufan on the deranged Daniel Radcliffe action of Guns Akimbo. Gus Van Sant's Paranoid Park is new for movie subscribers, and Disney Plus are adding Breakthrough, the 2004 remake of Flight of the Phoenix, Mission to Mars, and the Royal Tenenbaums for streaming. A Simple Favors showing on BBC One tonight, amongst a load of big movies to be found on Freeview, with Central Intelligence showing on E4, Sex and the City 2 on ITVB, Braveheart on 5 Star, The Da Vinci Code on 5 USA, and the 2010 chiller Frozen on the Horror Channel. If that's not enough though, maybe Film 4 have got you covered with Transformers Revenge of the Fallen and X-Men Apocalypse. Great movies have got a lineup of Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, The Pursuit of Happiness, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, and I Am Wrath, and the Sky Cinema are now premiere for today is the wacky girls trip comedy Barb and Star Got a Vista Del Mar. That was your Daily Reel for Friday the 16th of July. Have a great weekend, stay safe, don't forget to leave us a rating or review wherever you listen to the show. Keep it cinematic, and we'll see you on Monday.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.